KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it's Manic Monday. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I actually got some sleep.
Yay. It's only been a month or so, but that's okay.
I am feeling better this morning than I have in a long time. So
good.
Yep. So
ready to start the new week.
I'm ready to start a long string of long days.
I know it's going to be great though. We've got lots of catering and parties and all kinds of fun stuff, and then Mother's Day is this weekend.
It is, isn't it?
So that's always a fun-filled event for us. Everyone has to remember, if you're taking your mother or wife or grandmother out, or sister even, out to breakfast for Mother's Day, be sure to bring a pocket full of patience, because everyone will be busy, and I know everyone wants the best for their mom, but remember that everyone is trying to do their best. So
yep.
Be patient.
So you might have to have something to eat while you're... while you're waiting. So that pocket full of patience, you can eat the patience.
Just eat that up, huh? So just go prepared. You know, if you haven't made your reservations already, you should do so at those places. There's a lot of places that don't. It's first come, first serve. So remember, that's just what it is. They do the best they can to get you in as quick as they can.
Yep, because reservations don't always work because, you know, you get those parties that just want to stay and visit.
Right, and there's nothing you can do. You know, you can't just tell them, oh, your time's up.
Yep, time's up. Gotta go.
You know, some people are very aware of their surroundings, and they see, oh, people are waiting to sit down, and so they try and, you know, enjoy their time, but, you know, make it reasonable for the next person. And then there's some that aren't paying attention at all, and that's what they want to do, is they want to sit and visit, and you have to be prepared for that, too. So.
Most definitely.
So just be aware.
Be aware. You have been warned.
You have been warned. It's Monday morning. Should we start on our business, or you got some other things you want to talk about? I wonder, I'd like to know who went out to the home and landscape show over at the Maricopa Fairgrounds and see if they saw Paul.
Yeah.
You know, our Angel, our Mark, or, you know, any of the crew that's over there. If you stop by and said hi to them, give us a call and let us know how things went and how busy it was.
From what I understand, it was pretty busy.
Was it?
A lot of people out there.
Well, call and tell us what you thought of it.
Yeah.
We'd love to know.
All right.
So give us a call, 480-668-3287. We're going to get started with some trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations. 480-661-6336.
And there's another great place to go for Mother's Day.
Yeah, and he has two locations off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. So you've got two options there. If you want to call for reservations over there, 623-434-1888. So there's one in Scottsdale, one in Deer Valley. I mean,
yep.
Good food. Go check them out.
That's right.
Make your reservations now.
All right.
And the trivia today is...
Has popcorn been around for 2,000 years, 4,000 years, or 6,000 years? And does corn make up about 8%, 12%, or 16% of the weight in a box of cornflakes? And it was first called butterine in England when it was introduced. What is it now?
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Okay, what is a tall chef's hat called? Okay, and then a can of Spam is opened every 4 seconds, 8 seconds, or 12 seconds. And how did the ancient Romans often pay their taxes? In which continent is the largest consumer of ice cream? And true or false, ketchup was originally a fish sauce. All right. Let's
really?
Go with that one.
All right. Let's try those. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Try some of our trivia questions or our Taste of Music.
And the Taste of Music is brought to you
by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. It's in a little yellow farm, I should say big farmhouse looking building. It's yellow with a white picket fence around it. Give them a call for all your baking needs. If you want a special cake or cupcakes or one of those giant cookies for Mother's Day, there's still time to get those orders in. So give them a call, 480-813-4610. They are closed on Mondays, but you can call Tuesday and put in your special order. And it can be cheesecakes, cupcakes, you know, sheet cakes, whatever you like. Again, give them a call, 480-813-4610. They're open at 8 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday and 8 to 1 on Sundays.
There you go. All right.
And the Taste of Music is
when we play a tidbit of a song, somewhere in that song there was a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, play me some of that music, please.
I know that one.
You do? All right, what era was it from?
You want to know what year?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 80s, but do you want to know what year exactly? Is that what you're asking?
Do you know what year exactly?
That's pretty sad, huh? I'll just let somebody guess it. It was an 80s tune.
Garion says you're wrong.
No, I'm not. I know. I was there.
I was there. I know. Really?
I was there.
All right.
And what special thing are you going to do for Mother's Day?
What special thing am I going to do for Mother's Day?
Well, no, not you. I mean, for our listeners. Do you take your mother out, you know, for brunch or breakfast or dinner or, you know, what do you do for your mother? I'm just curious.
I don't know. My mom will be in Hawaii with my sisters.
Yes, she will.
So.
Both Darla and Diana are going? Yep. I know Darla's taking your mom. I didn't know if Diane was going too.
Actually, Darla's been there for a couple of weeks already.
Oh.
And so... Mom and Diana join them on Friday. And then it'll be just the three of them.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet so your mom's real excited about that.
She is. She's very excited. She even pushed back her back surgery so that she could do this.
Wow.
Can't feel her toes, but she's going to go to Hawaii.
She'll feel them in the sand.
Yeah. That'll okay. Help. And our survey question of the day is, what is some of the more creative ways you have used Top Ramen? Okay.
I have not been creative with Top Ramen. I don't make it.
Everybody's had it at one point or another.
Oh, I've had it, but I've not been creative with it, I said.
Well, when that's what you live off for a while, you learn to be very creative with it.
I didn't live off Top Ramen. I never even really knew about it.
It was like 15 cents for a container, for a package. Or you could get a whole case at Costco for like $5 at one point.
Wow.
So.
What'd you make?
Oh, you can be really creative.
No, what did you make?
What did I make?
What did you make with it? What were you creative? How'd you make it?
Well, you can put it in meatloaf as a filler. You can put it in, you can add all kinds of things to it and make it a dish and...
But what did you make that was...
I did all of that. Did all kinds of different ones with it. We were four guys living in a house together for a while.
And you were able to buy a hamburger, huh?
Well, in the outdated section.
That's bad. They don't sell it in the outdated.
Yes, they do. Yes,
so
they
a little
do.
Green to it?
No, but they had froze it right before so that it stays and you go get it and you go through that little outdated section.
Manager special section.
Well, these were just the outdated. They had this thing and bent cans, broken cans. Oh, so we would buy funny. All that stuff. We could get like on $10, we could get three full bags of groceries. We were very
thrifty.
Thrifty, yes.
All right.
All right. So that is the survey question, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk to Jeannie from Chandler. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on over in Chandler?
I don't know. They had chihuahua races the other day, but I didn't go.
You had what?
Chihuahua races.
Chihuahua races. Well, yeah, that sounds interesting.
For Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how funny is that?
All right. Instead of watching the Kentucky Derby, you watched Chihuahua races.
That is really funny.
All right. So have you ever been creative with Top Ramen?
No. I don't really like it that much.
Yeah? Okay.
But I do have an answer. I think the Romans paid their people with salt, didn't they?
No. That's not.
Oh.
No. It's how did the ancient Romans often paid their taxes? And it wasn't in salt.
Okay, because salt was very important. That's where the salary came from salt. And when you go to England, they have these big containers of that held salt because it was so important during that time period.
Oh, yeah, because you needed it to cure all your meats and anything that you got, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see where you thought that, but that wasn't the answer I was looking for.
Oh, and it was even food, so I thought maybe.
Yeah. Well, this has still got something to do with food, so. All right. But
okay.
You know what? We're going to stick you in the drawings anyway, okay?
All right. That sounds great.
All right, Jeannie. Well, you have a wonderful day, okay?
I will. You too. And happy Mother's Day, Diana.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you.
Back at you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. Give us a call. Join in our conversation today. You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis.
And Diana.
Where, if you have committed a culinary sin, all you have to do is call in, confess to us, and we'll clear you of it, okay?
Yeah, we have those powers. Do you believe that?
No.
Not at all. But we can pretend.
That's right.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
So what else is going on over there? You got big plans? Let's see. We're going to be doing some wonderful dinners.
I
was going to try... If we get off early tonight, I might be able to make the tamales.
Yeah. Well, we had planned on going over to Mexico over on
and see a bed.
Yeah. But being Cinco de Mayo, it might not be a good day to go over there.
I'm thinking it's not the best time to go.
Because they're all going to be really busy.
Yeah, and we don't want to interfere on that.
No. So we'll just go another night. But...
You lost your train of thought?
I did.
Where did it go? But we're not going to go there, but we will contact them and see them shortly because he's got five different locations, and we had such a great time talking to him on Friday about all of his places.
Yeah, name off all of those that he has.
El Sol.
El Sol.
In Chandler off of Arizona at 760 North Arizona Avenue. He's got El Zocalo at 28 South San Marcos and Mongo's is a Mexican cafe. That's it. See, I'd like to go there. 44 West Main Street. They open at 10 a.m. And then Phoenix Burrito House, that's at 7th Avenue and Indian School, which is 4140 North 7th Avenue. And then Mexico, M-E-J-I-C-O, is off of 24th and Osborne. So that's Obed De La Cruz. He's got, you know, all of these wonderful restaurants, and you guys should go check him out.
That's right. And his mom and dad still work over.
No, his dad.
His dad.
His dad does.
His dad still works at El Sol.
All right. And then the Mexico is located at 2333 East Osborne. And that one, I believe, is across from Binks.
Binks, yep.
So all kinds of places that you can go throughout the valley and celebrate Cinco de Mayo if that's what you'd like to do. We've got all kinds of options for you.
Cinco de Drinco.
Cinco de Drinco, that's it. So go check them out.
All right. Well, I know we've got Steve on the line, but we're going to take a really quick break, Steve, and then we'll be right back with you. 480-668-3287.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the perfect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. All right. Right now, let's talk to Steve from Levine. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Feliz Cinco de Mayo, amigos.
Yeah.
I'm back at you.
Sí, señor.
Yeah, all good.
What's
man.
Going on?
Oh, you're making me hungry talking about all those Mexican restaurants. Which is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, they're all wonderful, so you'll have to go check them out. They're all over the place.
I'm out and about, and I'm kind of heading over in that direction, so I may just do that. But,
and I'm pretty sure they all open about 10, you know, except for the bakery. I'm sure that one opens sooner, but...
Oh, my goodness. I guess I'm in luck then, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, you're in luck for lunch, and you can beat the crowd. Don't have to worry about the... El Cinco El Drinkos.
You know what? And I don't drink anymore anyway. I just like to watch. It's kind of fun. I'm glad I'm on the other side of the lampshade, so to speak, you know. So.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, but, huh?
Hey, listen, I just want to thank you guys again. And I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, but thank you for that gift certificate for my church. For our, you know, it goes to benefit, like, the little kids' choirs and the little bell choirs and all that kind of stuff. And I know you don't do it for publicity, but I just want to give a public shout-out, say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Cool. Not a problem, you know. Steve.
No, and I know that. So, listen, I got a kind of a review. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but Richardson's up on 16th Street. When you and Diana, you guys... normally you get out of your restaurant Sunday afternoons, right? About 2 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock. Is that about right?
Something like that.
Well, you know, they have a happy hour up there from, I think it's 2 to 7 every day. And if you sit at the bar, and they have a courtyard where they have a bar out in their courtyard, and then they also have a bar inside the actual restaurant. They serve small plates. Normally they're $9. They're $5 a piece during happy hour. And small is kind of a misnomer. Like, they have several different kinds of sliders. They put 3 sliders on a plate. They have, like, carne adobada ribs on dirty rice, and they give you 4 kind of, you know, smallish, but 4 nice, meaty ribs. They have chicken skewers. Sometimes they have that their shrimp that's kind of like they put a rub on it, and they kind of smoke it and grill it, and then there's, like, 3 or 4 different dipping sauces that they drizzle on the bottom, and you just kind of drag the shrimp through. And, you know, after you guys work as hard as you do, you know, and their food is just phenomenal up there. You know, it's New Mexican, but they use a lot of local. They use, like, that guy that, I think it's Schreiner's Pork, the guy down in Queen Creek that has the pork shop. Uh-huh. They use a lot of his products and stuff. So, just, you know, you can go out and really sample the stuff, you know, and you can, and yeah, 4 plates for $20 is crazy, you know. And
the inside looks beautiful. I love their bar.
Oh, yeah. And we usually sit out in the courtyard, but Paula, you know, had to go in. My lovely wife had to go in and use the facilities, and she came back and said, you know, they have totally different small plates in the bar inside. So, and, you know, they have they call it the Cove. It's like an outdoor seating area. They have, like, a fire pit, and then it's circular, and they have, like, couches built into the wall. So there's a couple different areas, you know, you can go and, you know, enjoy it. And if you've never been there before, you can go try some of their food, and then you can always go back and, you know, order the full meal.
Very nice.
Anyway, just...
Very nice. Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of it. They do. They have a beautiful patio. And inside the bar looks great. And then they also have another place called Dick's Hideaway and Rorke's?
Yes.
I don't know how to say.
It's called Rokery.
Rokery?
Yeah, and it's in the same building as Dick's Hideaway. When you walk in, you either can turn left, not Dick's Hideaway,
Richardson's.
Uh-huh. You can either turn left, walk into Richardson's, or go to the Rokery. And it's all kind of New Mexico based, but they have a lot of fish dishes up there too, and each one is just a slightly different vibe and a slightly different menu. But they're, you know, it's totally 100% locally owned, you know, chef driven, you
Wonderful.
Know, just, and it's just an alternative to maybe you just don't feel like dropping $75-$80 or whatever, you know, for dinner, and you can go out and just sample their food. And, you know, just
find out what you like.
And they're so much fun. And people that come in and sit down, you end up talking to them. And, you know, it's just a really, really neat vibe.
Oh, good. And that's on 16th Street, just south of Glendale Avenue. That's at 6335 North 16th Street.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Perfect. So, and you guys were talking about what you do for Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
My mom is in North Carolina, and it's not actually going to quite be Mother's Day. It'll be a little more like Father's Day, but all the kids, we're all going to go there like the third week of June and see Mom and Dad. So that'll be kind of an extended Mother's Day sort of thing. I mean, I always send her a card, flowers and stuff like that, but we're actually all going to be out there. So that's kind of going to be kind of fun. So.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to have my sisters buy my mom a drink on Mother's Day this year, since they'll be in Hawaii.
Yeah. Can't really beat that one.
Get her a Mai Tai, and, you know, just that'll probably get her in that aloha spirit, no problem.
Oh, they don't have any problem with that while they're over there. My sisters and my mom have a great time.
Oh, man, I can just see it. That's one of my favorite places in the whole world is Hawaiian Island, so... You know, good. I'm glad for your mom. Just talk to her. Just tell her I said howdy. And
I will do that.
She'll have a good time. So, well, listen, guys, I wanted to get my call in early this week, and maybe I can actually call back again. So,
anyway, you want to try some trivia?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Let me put my clown hat on. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's see here. Does... You got one you got in mind, or you want me to just throw one?
No. Just hit me with it.
All right. A can of Span is opened every 4 seconds, 8 seconds, or 12 seconds?
Wow. I'm going to say every 4 seconds.
You would be absolutely right.
That is crazy.
And that's just in Hawaii. you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's their state food.
Spam with pineapple. They make Spam mochi, don't they? Or poke, or whatever you call that.
They have Spam everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, cool. Well, good. Well, listen, let me get out of here and let you guys talk to some other people. But, once again, have a great Cinco de Mayo.
All right, buddy. You too, okay?
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye, Diana.
Bye, Steve.
All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. And let's see what you've got to say today. All right. So, what do you
I was just looking at their menu, and boy, it looks really good. We might have to go.
I was looking at Dick's Hideaway menu.
Yeah, they've got some really good ones.
They got this
and
one
a
on
cute
there.
Little place.
Yeah, Dick's Hideaway is at 6008 North 16th Street in Phoenix. And they got this one, a pork chop chorizo, $24. It's a 14-ounce grilled chop served with, stuffed with Shriner's spicy chorizo, topped with a cilantro mango chutney sauce, served with GCP and vegetables.
What's GCP?
I don't know.
Green chili. GC would be green chili.
Green chili peppers.
See, I can figure it out. Just give me a minute. It could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had all kinds of yummy stuff over here, so I'm getting hungry too. We'll have to go check that out.
Chameo chicken, $22. Chicken breast stuffed with spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, poblano chilies, and Asiago cheese served over roasted onion sauce and green chili peppers and vegetables.
Does that sound attractive?
That was a hiccup, sorry. I don't know where that came from, but it hicked up. It hicked it up right up
it
there.
Hiccuped. You're funny. Well, they have these 10 Divine Mother's Day desserts, and I'm trying to click on them, and they don't. Bananas Foster's. They've got brownie cheesecake, bread pudding, but it's not showing me.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Are we going to be doing that?
We're going to be doing something for Mother's Day. So here's another one of their things. Pasta Heidi.
What is that?
Green chili linguine, grilled chicken, and chipotle cream sauce.
Yum.
Ooh, that sounds really good. If you like spice. All right. Nice. Yeah, we might have to try these guys out.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should.
Yeah. All right. So... Anyhow,
did you hear that 6 Blondie recipes in honor of Adam Levine's new platinum locks? What does that mean? Did he dye his hair?
I don't know. He did? I haven't seen the...
Oh, my gosh. He did. Adam Levine is a blonde. No, he needs to go back to his other brunette status.
I think he got voted by... People magazine, the most sexiest man in the world this year.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's pretty hot. I'd agree. but I don't like his blonde hair.
No.
I like him as a brunette. So anyway, they have blonde bombshells. So they're doing blondies with chocolate chips and walnuts and peanut butter blondies. They're doing everything blondies. Chewy Irish coffee blondies. And Snicker blondies, everything. Blondie brownie pie. Huh. That's unusual. So anyway, all to honor Adam Levine in his new blondie lock. So that's too funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here, I got one for you. 12 crazy things to do with chocolate chips.
Crazy things? Okay, let's hear it.
All right. How about cookie dough stuffed donut holes? Those look kind of good, actually. Chocolate covered strawberry kale bread. That one's a little different. Edible eggless cookie dough. Chuck Wagon chili. Chili just got infinitely more interesting thanks to chocolate chips. Never thought about putting chocolate chips in my chili, but avocado chocolate chip cookies. Apple nachos. You take apples and you sprinkle them with a little bit of caramel, throw some, looks like some almonds and some coconut and some chocolate chips.
That looks good.
Yeah, that actually looks really good.
That one looks good.
In fact, we might have to try that, recipe out there. Candied cherry and bacon chocolate chip ice cream. Indoor s'mores. You take them and you cook them in a cast iron skillet.
Put your graham cracker and then your chocolate chips and your marshmallows on top and put them under the broiler.
Yeah. And spiced pumpkin pie white hot chocolate. Chocolate chip cheesecake. Freezer pops. And peanut butter s'mores pizza. And blender hot chocolate. And that's it on those.
Well, the peanut butter s'mores pizza looks like one of those big cookies that we make.
Right.
So did you hear about this sushi chef goes on tirade after a customer complained about fatty tuna was too fatty? I have issues with people ordering stuff. If you're going to order stuff, and you're taking a chance on something new, don't expect the restaurant to pay for it for you.
Let's look at this. Let's break it down, though, okay?
Okay.
They complained.
First, learn the hard way.
They ordered fatty
tuna. And, of course, this is from Yelp.
Tuna.
They ordered fatty tuna, and they said it was too fatty.
Fatty tuna is fatty tuna.
Yes. Yeah. And this took place at a 2-star Michelin restaurant, Soto, in New York's quaint West Village. The waitress said that the tirade went on for about 15 minutes. Diners said the chef marched into the dining room shouting, "You don't understand." Another diner claims the chef was still wilding his nine inch butcher's knife around throughout. Anyway, the other diners backed up the claim that there was a definite screaming by the chef and other antics, and everyone stopped in their tracks. The people go to silent, and then the chef is banging dishes, walking back and forth through the restaurant, swinging his knife. He didn't calm down for a good 10 to 15 minutes. What would you do if a chef had a fit over your critique? Boy, if you only knew. If you only knew.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, how many times you have to bite your tongue when when people, critique your food, and reindeer sausage is one of the biggest. You know what? If you want to try something new, that's great. And it's 90% of the people absolutely love reindeer sausage. Absolutely.
The ones that get me that say it tastes gamey. There is no gamey flavor to the reindeer at all.
Not at all. So. It tastes like kielbasa.
Yeah. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit ArizonaBeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
And welcome back.
480-668-3287.
Happy Monday to you. We've got a couple callers on the line, and then we're going to talk about a few other things. Some Alice Presley coconut water vodka.
I'm going to give the recipe for this apple nachos.
Okay, we'll do that after the top of the hour.
Nutmeg Nanny.
Nutmeg Nanny.
But right now, let's talk to Vince from Mesa. Vince, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Vince. So, what's your plan for the day?
Work.
work, and more work.
Well, I don't know about that. Just work. I think one work's enough.
Yeah.
I don't need more work.
You don't want three?
No, I don't need three. One's plenty.
I'll give you one of ours.
No, that's okay. I got enough work.
All right.
I don't need extra. So, well, first I want to apologize. We weren't able to get to the Home and Garden show. Something came up Saturday, and we weren't able to make it. We tried to give the tickets away. We tried to, find somebody willing to go wanting to go in that. We weren't able to, so it's unfortunate. But
I'm sorry you missed it.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to go, but like I said, things came up, and we weren't able to.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So, but the other thing is that on Spike TV last night, they had a new show start called Hungry Investors.
Hungry Investors.
Yeah, it's on Spike, and it's with John, the guy that does Bar Rescue.
Okay.
All right. Him, John Besh, which is a chef out of New Orleans area. He's got like 10, 11 restaurants, they said. And then Tiffany's been on Top Chef and a few other of the food shows and that. So she's probably, I'm going to say, she's the least famous all of them and stuff. And they go around to two different restaurants that kind kind of, you know, that have the same type of food, and then they decide on which one to invest in. So apparently both restaurants need help of some sort, and they put some money up and other help to help them succeed.
Oh, wow.
So last night was the first one, and they did two barbecue places in Texas. And I'm not really sure. I think one was in Dallas. I'm not really sure where the other one was. It was a little bit further outskirts, of kind of far away from Dallas, according to their little map that they showed. And then they go there, they try the food and see the service and see that and the other thing, and then they do the other one and everything, and then they decide which one they want to go with and that. And so it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you ever watched Shark Tank.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Kind of along the same lines, except that they're not sitting in a room, you know. And at the end, they are sitting in a room with the investors, with the owners come in and say, this is why I, you know, would like you to invest with me and stuff. But it was interesting, you know, they show the different, you know, the different restaurants and areas. And then they, you know, they showed their opinion of, you know, what this guy needs to succeed and that. And, you know, so, but it was, it was kind of good. It was kind of interesting to watch. And that's on Spike TV, depending on what cable system, what channel TV system you have is where it's going to be. So.
All right. Well, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, it was interesting. You know, it's an hour. It was an hour show. So also I saw a commercial on Food Network, the Food Network Star. I think it said June 1st or something like that. So they'll have their new show of who's going to be the next Food Network star and that. So,
all right. Well, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Just full of information today, aren't you?
Some. But with being at home both days, and, you know, watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to tell us, have you... what's the most creative thing you've done with Top Ramen Noodles?
Top Ramen Noodles. That was on the Food Court Wars.
Oh, was it?
The one couple, the one people had, they had the ramen noodles restaurant. They didn't win, though.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
They actually took the ramen noodles and, I don't know, I guess they had like a ring or something, and they put the noodles in there, and then they fried them up, and they used them as a hamburger bun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used them as a hamburger bun for the top and bottom and that, but they didn't do so good in the food court award.
Okay.
But me... They just eat them out of a bowl with, you know, with Chinese food or Japanese food. That's about as adventurous as I've ever gotten with ramen noodles.
The fact that you cooked them was adventurous, right?
Well, they, you know, probably one of those that you throw in the microwave for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's about it, yeah.
All right, Vince. Well, you want to try trivia?
Yeah, let me try trivia.
All right. Has popcorn been around for 2,000, 4,000, or 6,000 years?
It's been around a long time. I'll guess, I'll say 4,000.
No, that's not it.
Oh, well.
No? All right, Vince. Well, we're still throwing you in the drawing, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. You have a great day, okay?
Talk to you soon.
You guys too. Talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Bye.
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 All right, let's talk to Manny from Gilbert. Manny, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you two?
We're doing good today.
Okay, I'll hit that trivia question right off the top, if you don't mind, about the chef's hat.
All right, what is the tall chef's hat called?
That's called the toque, T-O-Q-U-E.
That's right.
And do you know what supposedly the 100 folds in the hat represent?
What?
The amount of ways there are to cook eggs.
Really?
According to the legend.
According to
only
legend.
Only 100 ways to cook an egg?
Yeah. That's better than 10 ways to leave your lover, I guess.
I thought that was 50 ways.
Whatever. I don't know.
right.
Hey, and I just read there is a bill in Congress to eliminate the prohibition of selling raw milk in this country.
Really?
Yep. And that might mean if they pass that, that we'll be able to get cheese that tastes good.
Yeah. I didn't.
Because you still can't sell raw milk cheese across state lines.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's a law. Why do they have any of those laws?
Is this one of those that's left over from the, you know?
No, this one was only passed in 1980, according to this blurb I read on
really?
Online. Yep.
Because there are some laws that are, you know, how they're left over from.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's one in Alaska called the Spinard Divorce. That's up there, and if you caught your wife cheating, you were allowed to shoot her.
Yeah, well,
I like it if you caught your husband
or your husband.
Yeah,
either
I like
way.
That.
I don't see there's anything wrong with that.
No, but that was actual a law that was in place in Alaska for years.
You know? Yeah, there was a whole series of laws that have been on the books in Massachusetts since the 1700s that were really quite funny.
Yeah.
You know, like it's illegal to herd your geese down a main street between 4 and 7 on the Sabbath or whatever. You know, all kinds of ridiculous things like that.
Wow.
But they're still there. And if, you know, if they wanted to, they can arrest you for anything. If they wanted to get you behind bars, they can find something that you're doing that's a law against it is still on the books.
Yeah, exactly.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyhow, ramen noodles.
Yes.
The ones in the packet.
Yep.
You know, the little dry packet. I've found hundreds of ways to use those.
What's one of the most creative things you've done with them?
Well, I've made an egg drop soup with Spam.
Okay.
With one of those little packets. And that came out very, very good.
Well, you know, it used to be Spam was one of those cheap things you could buy.
Yeah, it's not cheap anymore.
Spam's not so cheap anymore, no. Because I know we had Spam, Vienna sausage, and Top Ramen noodles. Those were three of the mainstays when we were sharing a place. You
right.
know?
All college students. Most of them couldn't have survived 4 years of college without ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And Spam.
Yep.
But I'd given up on Spam for a while because it was so salty. But now I've tried this new
low-sodium
Spam, and it actually tastes better, I believe. Yeah. And I really like it.
Yep.
Good old dose of Spam and eggs in the morning.
I like grilled Spam. I don't like raw Spam, but I like grilled Spam.
Yep.
So, all right. Very good.
I just have a little something for you. It does say here in Arizona, the retail sale of raw milk is allowed.
Yeah, it's only if you do it across the state line.
Isn't that funny?
That the federal law applies.
Yeah, it's like taking booze across the state lines.
Yeah. But you also can't sell raw milk cheese. And you also can't import raw milk cheese, which is why a lot of the really good cheeses from Europe can't be sold here.
Okay.
That's just crazy.
Yep.
All right. Well, very good, Manny.
Sure.
So you answered that, and you answered our survey. So, wow, I guess you did it all today.
I did it all.
All right.
It's only Monday.
Well, you are in the drawings, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
480-668-3287. Next, we'll be talking with Debbie from Scottsdale.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. We've got our lines all up blinking today. Let's talk to Debbie from Scottsdale. Hi, Debbie.
Happy Monday morning.
How are you this manic Monday?
Manic, but answer for sure. I don't know what happened to the weekend. I'm so Gary, and it's like, what happened to that?
I'll tell you what happened. We worked right through it.
Yes, I did work right through it, too. Anyway, let's see. It's Cinco de Mayo. Are you guys aware of that? We're talking about Chinese noodles here.
We are. You know, we talked about Mexican on Friday, so.
Oh. Well, yep, I was wondering who had a Taco Monday going on up around my house here, so I didn't have to cook dinner tonight.
You know what? What? You're over in Scottsdale. Why don't you go over to Mexico?
It's
Mexico.
It's M-E-J-I-C-O. C-O. And he was on our show. He owns five different Mexican joints. El Zocalo, Mexico, the Phoenix Burrito Company, and El Sol, and then what was the other one? Mongo's in Mesa. But Mexico is over on Fort.
Here, I'm getting the address for you. It's at 24th and Osborne. So the address is 2333 East Osborne. And it's spelled M-E-J-I-C-O.
Well, I'll go to the website and look it up. That's a quite a way from where I am.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay, because they just opened in February. And then they have another one that may be closer to you. It's Phoenix. That one's not closer. Phoenix Burrito House. That's on 7th Avenue, 4140 North 7th Avenue.
No, that's even farther away. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I was on the website and see if they have one that's Del Sol.
No, it's Mexico is the one that you'd want to check out.
And then we also, Los Olivos, which is over on 2nd Street, 7328 East 2nd Street. I've heard that is very, very good.
They're always good. Yep, they're always good. I was wondering if anybody knew what happened to La Perella's Lisa. If they're... the Tatum location closed, but I think there's one. I see a sign on Cave Creek, and that's been a favorite of a lot of people. I think seniors eat for free on Tuesday or something, because I know a lot of my friends go there, but that would be the only tip I know about.
And what's the name of it again?
La Perella Suiza.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. And then someone else was telling us about a couple other places too. Steve just called and told us about Richardson's, and that's at 16th and Glendale.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been there before?
Oh, Richardson's is New Mexican cuisine. It is, quite superior food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you've been to the other two places there also.
Dick's Hideaway
and the other one. Okay. Dick's.
No, I did not know about Dick's Hideaway. No.
Yeah. Let me give you the address on that one. Let's see if that's closer. Well, if it'll come up here and let's see. And then we've got
Dick's Hideaway is at 600 North 16th Street.
Oh, so that's still not very close to you, huh?
Yeah, but I know where that is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need a taco day today for you, right? We need to find you some tacos, a taco bar or something.
Something.
And not Taco Bell.
You know who might have it on their happy hour is our friends at Scottsdale Conference Center. They have, instead of having, they do have like nachos and stuff on the menu.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if they would have a goings on tonight.
I bet they do.
I bet they do. They're
I think she was talking about it last time she was here. For Cinco de Mayo, they were doing something, so.
Yeah,
let's see if I can find out for you, and I'll let you know throughout the show. See.
Well, I'll answer the question while Diana's looking that up. Let's see. Craziest thing I ever did with ramen noodles was paint them and make them into a Christmas wreath.
I love it.
Now, that's creative.
But culinarily speaking, I cracked an egg in it and make it like the Greek soup and put peas in it, just to add some color, and cracked an egg, and then it's sort of like the Greek soup.
Okay.
You know, if you start with the chicken base.
All right, very good.
Well, I'm unable to get it on the website. I think it'd be easier just to call.
Just to call. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and I know they have a good happy hour, and bet you that they might have a taco bar going tonight, so.
Yeah, just might.
I will look that up.
Sorry, I couldn't help you with that one.
You were amazing. Look at it. You've pulled like 6 new restaurants out of the hat that I have to go to now.
Absolutely. Try them out and let us know how you liked them.
Okay. And then I dropped you guys an email about the upcoming wine dinner.
Okay.
And hopefully we can look at that and we'll talk later.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for everything. Thanks, Debbie. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's talk to Margaret. Margaret, how are you?
I'm fine. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Yep. Happy Cinco de Drinko.
We did Cuadro de Mayo yesterday.
Cuadro. got ahead of the game, did you?
Well, our cousin had her birthday on Friday, and we took her out to a Mexican restaurant last night. So we were calling it Cuadro de Mayo. So today, we're just having something that I throw together and nothing Mexican. But I was listening to the spam conversation. For years, I had quit buying the spam. We used to love it. And then, of course, we both ended up on high blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication. So I said, nope, can't have that anymore. Well, since, like Manny said, the low sodium came out, we tried it, and it isn't so bad.
Oh, okay.
So we will have it once in a while. But when we went to Germany in 1964, September 2nd was our third wedding anniversary, and we moved in this house on either August 31st or September 1st. But anyway, Jerry goes down to the little market because we didn't have our car yet. We didn't have our stroller yet for the two babies. And he got a ride. Well, at the market, he bought two forks, one big spoon, and a pot that we could cook in because we had nothing. It was all somewhere on a dock. And then he got somebody to take him to the little quick stop on base. And one of the things he bought was Veg-All and Spam. So here we are with our two babies on our third wedding anniversary. And we had Spam with Veg-All.
Nice. I'm really sorry about that.
And we also had a glass of wine. He bought a bottle of German wine, and he gets home, and he said, I don't have a corkscrew. So he goes back to the store, and they were closed already. But he could see somebody in there, and at this point, his German was very, very limited. But he was knocking on the door, and the lady came to the door, and he made the motion with the bottle of wine, what he needed, and he bought this little red-handled old-fashioned corkscrew, and he still carries that around in the car.
Just in case.
So we have had that one for 50 years now.
Wow.
But the new low-sodium Spam is pretty good. I don't think it's any more salty than eating bacon, and of course I would rather eat bacon. But
right. All right.
Anyway, and when you pulled my name on the resort thing, is that waiting until Brittany is back?
No, I have one.
Oh, okay. Because I spoke to somebody, and we're going to try and double date with.
Yeah, she mailed them, so, because she knew she wasn't going to be here, so I got them in the mail.
Oh, okay. All righty. So sometime maybe in June, we're going to have a double date with a good friend, and you know who it is.
All right.
Nice.
Okay.
Very good.
We love you guys. I just did a trivia last week, and I got the Groves Bakery in the mail, so when I get down that way, I'll be coming in and deciding what I want to get.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Love you and have a good day.
All right. You too, hon. Have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. When we come back, we've got Sandy from Gilbert and Rich from Mesa.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections were the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it's Manic Monday.
Manic Monday.
So, all right, right now we're just going to jump right back to the phones real fast because they're all blinking. Let's talk to Sandy, and then we'll talk to Rich. Sandy, how are you today?
Oh, okay.
Good. What are you doing? How was your weekend? You had a good weekend?
Not really, but it was okay.
Okay. you got to go out to dinner, hey. You know? Right?
No, I didn't go out
to
dinner.
Friday night. I saw you Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Friday night's part of the weekend. All right, Sandy. So what's the... You ever eat Top Ramen?
Oh, I've eaten them. I don't care for them.
So you've never done anything exciting with it then, huh?
No. Oh. Those I only eat if I'm not feeling well or if that's the only thing there is to eat.
Okay.
But no.
All right.
I'm not a Roman noodle person.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a trivia just for you. Okay?
I don't think I know it.
It was first called butterine in England when it was introduced. What is it?
Butterine? I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No idea. The only thing that goes with butterine is margarine.
All right. Well, so that's your answer?
That's going to have to be my answer.
All right. Well, you know what? You're right.
that all morning, and I thought, well, that's the only answer I could come up with.
Yep, it's margarine. Margarine.
Now you're talking crazy.
All right, you got that one, Sandy. I'm going to give that one to you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if we're doing anything for Cinco de Mayo. Jolene's coming to pick me up. I'm hoping to get my staples out this afternoon. I have to go over and see the kids, and I think we're going to go out and eat afterwards. So
I'm
hoping to get the staples out today. So.
Well, very good.
So that means you're healing and things are going well.
Well, I hope they're coming out. I don't know. I have a 4 o'clock appointment, so they better take them out so I can sleep.
There you go. All right, Sandy. Well, you good luck at the doctor today, okay?
Okay. You guys have a great day.
You
all
too,
right.
Hon.
Happy Cinco de Drinko.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Rich from Mesa. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We're doing great. Great.
So, the fact that I'm stuck on the freeway right at the moment. Do you need a traffic report?
Sure. What's
go
the traffic?
Ahead. You'll be our on the scene traffic.
Looks like I may be here for a while, too. Eastbound on the 60, I got on at Stapley, and it took me 10 minutes to get to Gilbert, and it's as far as the eye can see, it's bumper to bumper eastbound. I have no idea how far back it goes now. So
in other words, stay off the 60, right?
Stay off the 60, yeah. Westbound, fine, but eastbound, forget it.
Wow, must be a big accident.
Must be, because, they're directing traffic off of the two right-hand lanes, and I still can't see what the issue is, but it's crazy.
Wow.
Well, I guess they're all headed to Cinco de Drinko, huh?
Yeah. Maybe they're heading your way. Who knows?
Come on over. We'll serve you some lunch and get you prepared for the evening. How's
that?
That's
the deal. All right. Thank you.
All right. So you want to try some trivia, Rich?
Well, I can do that, but I did want to share. I took advantage of the coupon you guys sent me for the trivia I did last month.
Okay.
They're right there at the Grove.
Oh, very
and,
good.
And they don't advertise themselves as a Mexican restaurant, but they serve some outrageous chorizo.
Well, thank
it
you.
It is some of the best. I asked them about it, and they said they use a high-quality pork, so there's hardly any grease. That's what I really noticed. Typically, when you get chorizo, there's a lot of grease.
Right.
And there was hardly any with this, and it was really, really good.
Well, great. So, yeah, it's all homemade.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. That the only thing that wasn't homemade was the tortilla.
That's right.
But yep. Everything else was great.
I can make tortillas homemade, but they don't turn out very round. If you don't care what shape they are, I'll make them for you. But
okay.
But I'll tell you what, they don't turn out round.
Well, as long as they don't end up being like Indian fry bread, we're okay.
No, they taste like tortillas. They just don't look very. They're whatever shape they become.
She made me some last week. They were really good.
All right. So I think I'm eligible to do a trivia. So
yes,
sure.
you are.
All right.
So. Let me find one here for you. Does corn make up about 8%, 12%, or 16% of the weight in a box of corn flakes?
Did you say weight or waste?
Weight.
Oh, okay. Okay. What were the numbers again?
8%, 12%, or 16%.
Well, I'm going to say 8.
You would be absolutely right.
Yeah, I figured. The least possible they can get away with and still call it corn. Yeah.
Yep, there you go. All right. You know what? Have you been to Millie's yet?
Yes. As a matter of fact, because the last time I was the first time caller, you
sent me two. Gave you one to Millie's? Okay.
And that was really good, too. I'd never had Puerto Rican food.
Okay. So. How about Piefections? You been over there yet?
Which one?
Piefections.
No, I heard your ad for that, and that's one of these days I got to go there.
Well, I'm going to send you a gift certificate to there, okay, Rich?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
And we're still stuck on the 60. So,
so stay away from the 60.
All right.
All right. Have a great day, bud.
Yes, you too.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to Kathy from Rio Verde. Kathy, how are you?
Hi there. I'm fine.
Good.
Couple things. Everybody celebrates my birthday today except me, but that's okay. But did you know that yesterday was Star Wars Day?
Was it really?
Yes. My son told me this, and I had to laugh. It was the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
That's pretty funny. But today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Not really.
Oh, come on. It is. You're on this side of the earth. I mean, you know.
Yeah. We don't do birthdays at my house. So we were in Bisbee Wednesday and Thursday, and then we went to Tombstone on Friday, and we spent a couple of days at my son's house. But we stay at the Bisbee Inn. It's like staying in an antique store. The place is almost 100 years old, and it used to be rented out by miners. And there is just single rooms. There's actually 10 upstairs and 10 downstairs, and it's a bed with a dresser and a table. And they just recently added bathrooms, which was a good thing, right?
Yes. I like bathrooms.
Yeah, we do too. We didn't want to have to share. But so it's like staying in an antique place. I think all the furniture must be original because they're old. They're just, we knew this going in, which is why we wanted to go there. All the beds have handmade antique quilts on them. And they've got doilies on the dresser. And I have a little end table. They had a doily on there, I used to crochet those stupid things, so I'm just amazed that people still have them. I have them all over my house, but it's an old people's thing, I guess.
No, because I have them in my house, too. I've got three of them that a friend made for me. I just love them.
I have about 50 or 60. Oh. There, and some of them are really old. They come from my grandmother, so they have to be, I would say, pretty close to 100 years old. Considering when she died in the 60s, and so yeah, they're probably pretty old. But they have a community TV room and also a community kitchen because there's no place to eat in that hotel. So you go down in the morning and you either bring your food and make it in the kitchen, or eat what they provide and make it yourself and clean up after yourself. So it was kind of a neat thing.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
It is cool, yeah. But if you're going to go there, I don't know if you've ever been to Bisbee. It's an old, old, old town. And we were there New Year's, and we ate at the Cafe Cornucopia. And we were hoping to go there again this time to eat there because we had a wonderful meatloaf sandwich. And it was, I think, $8 or $9. And actually, we shared it, and I think I got a bowl of chili. And I wanted to get that again this time, but we had gone to the Chiricahuas, and when on the way back, we were stopping at this Cafe Cornucopia, and they closed at 4 o'clock, so we couldn't go there. So we went to Santiago's, which is a Mexican place, which is right next to the hotel we were at, and it's got nice food. It's good food. I would suggest if you want a Mexican place, that's one of, I think, the two or three they have in Bisbee. And when we got there on Wednesday, we went to the old Bisbee Brewery, and they make their own beer there. And so I had a glass of peach beer, which was really, really good. And then they had bratwurst on sale. Well, it wasn't on sale. It was a bratwurst sandwich for $5. So what better meal can you get for that, right?
Really, a bratwurst sandwich and a peach beer for $5?
No, it was $5 each. It was $5 for the beer and $5 for the bratwurst. But
still,
they put the bratwurst on a hot dog bun, which is that's a horrible, horrible thing to do. you just don't serve bratwurst and hot dog buns.
No.
But no. And then another thing, I don't have a unusual thing I do with ramen noodles. This is just a recipe that I've had for many years. I make my own coleslaw, and I take the ramen noodles, I take a hammer, and I smash them up, and then I put them in a dry frying pan with some almonds. And if I have sesame seeds, I'll throw those in too, and I brown them. And then I have a dressing that I make for my coleslaw, and these ramen noodles are little crunchies I put on top.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And they're good. They're very, very good.
And with that almond, I bet it gives a nice flavor.
Yes, yes.
Oh, very nice.
I like almost half crunchies and half coleslaw, right?
I'm okay with that.
Well, that sounds very good.
So how'd you like Tombstone?
We had a good time. My son lives in Vail, which is about a 40-minute drive from Tombstone, so we've been there a couple times. But usually it's been really, really hot, and this time it was really nice. And we did one of the shootout shows, which was held in an old tavern. You know, I don't know if you realize that, but the whole thing down there is really kind of phony.
I have never been.
How long they're going to live on this okay corral thing, I don't know. I think that the newer generation aren't going to be going down there for this. But there's these people walking around in cowboy clothing and spurs and boots and cowboy hats, and they all do shootouts and stuff. And we were sitting in a coffee shop having some coffee because at the hotel where we were at, they had cold coffee, and Dennis said it tastes horrible. So when we went to Tombstone, they had a little coffee shop. So we were sitting in there, and then there were two of these cowboys come in, and one of them was having the show next in the next building, which was an old tavern. And he says, "Oh, why don't you come to my show or have me shoot?" I said, "I'm tired of phony stuff." He says, "Oh, no." He says, "Everything else around here, I agree with you, it's phony." But he says, "I have researched this for 18 years. And he says, "Everything that you're seeing here is true." And they had shootouts, and they had guys were playing cards, and somebody was cheating, so then they get shot. And it was fun. It was very entertaining, and we really enjoyed it. And then we walked around the streets, and we stopped, had an ice cream. And they have stagecoaches. You can get a ride on there. They'll drive you up and down the streets. And,
oh, see, I think that would be fun.
It is fun. Just don't go when it's really hot.
Okay.
It's just most of the stuff takes place outside. They have a lot of the old saloons that you can go in there, and they have little skits and stuff that they put on. But it was pretty cool, and it was we just had a good time.
Oh, good, because we want to go down there.
Yeah, we've never been, so we're going to go down there one day. So,
well, if you haven't been to Bisbee, have you been there?
Haven't been to Bisbee either.
Uh-uh.
They have a mining tour that everybody takes. We've done that, and they put these rubber coats on you, and they take you down in these old carts right down into the mine. And that's interesting. Everybody that goes there has to take the mining tour at least once.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you.
We'll have to do a weekend of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was nice to just get away for a while. So Bisbee is kind of fun. It's an old town, old mining town, but it's fun to go through.
Well, very nice. Well, thank you for that, Kathy. We appreciate it.
Okay, and may the force be with you.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right, Kathy, you have a great day, okay?
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back. We'll have Nancy and Maggie.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. We're back, and you're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis.
And Diana.
And we're going to go back to the phones. We've got Nancy and Maggie. So, hi, Nancy.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Real good. Happy Monday to everybody.
Happy Monday. We've been talking with Tina.
Yep, and I had to call today with the Taste of Music.
Oh, good. So
because it's right up my alley.
Well, of course it is.
And then they had the trivia question, but I didn't know the answer, and that's, you know, my favorite thing, ketchup.
Okay.
But I didn't know the answer, but for the Taste of Music, it's hot dogs and hamburgers, John Cougar Mellencamp, my 2 favorite things I could eat all the time.
That one was just made for you, Nancy.
I told Gary, and I said, that one was perfect for me.
Yeah. Well, we missed you last week. We didn't hear from you.
Oh, I did. I called. You were right after me. I was the one that called with the remember, Diana, with the cookie press with the battery.
Yeah.
Oh.
You and silly rabbit.
I answered the radar question with the great tie.
Oh, you know what? Because James was sitting in. That's why.
Yeah.
James was with me, not Dennis.
Yeah. That's when I did for the cookie press that the dough got stuck.
Okay.
In
that's why Dennis didn't get to talk to you, though.
That was that half hour that I wasn't here. So.
Yeah, you came right after me, I think. But it was Tina's and you and me.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I missed you.
And just real quick, the survey question, I don't do anything with them, and I've never tried them.
You've never even tried them?
Uh-uh.
All right,
I've seen them, but I've never tasted them.
What's the strangest hot dog you've ever had?
I'll eat turkey dogs and the regular beef dogs. Those are the only ones I'll eat.
Okay.
I did manage to be able to try the turkey. I do like the turkey ones. And they're good.
All right.
And then one more thing before I go. I saw on TV they're going to have, guys, a new season of The Grocery Game is going to be on.
Oh, okay. It's coming back
on May 31st. It'll start, and it says, with the new game. So that'll be good to see again.
That was kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, I like that one.
And then are you still watching as
the Wahlbergs?
Wahlbergs?
I kind of forgotten about it.
Kind of lost track of those guys.
Because they were playing a lot of sports and going into the boxing ring. And I go, well, what happened to the cooking part?
Right.
Yeah.
And they were doing golfing a lot. And I thought, well, I wanted to see them do cooking.
Yeah.
Right. That was the whole purpose of that, right?
Yeah, for the show.
All right. Well, you want to try a trivia since...
I'm not eligible because I got the radar one right last week.
Okay.
Well, it'll still put you into the drawing if you want to try though.
We're trying to get Tina out here.
Right, okay. So you can go to the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's try the ketchup. It's true or false. So.
Oh, is it true or false? Okay,
yep.
I'll try.
Ketchup was originally a fish sauce. True or false?
I'll say true.
You got it.
Very good, Nancy.
That way I could have it for my hamburger and hot dog because I'll need it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy, you have a wonderful day.
It's
okay?
Always good to talk to you, Nancy.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, honey.
And I love you guys very much.
Love you too.
And I listen, you know, every day.
We know.
We appreciate that.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Nancy.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, let's talk to Maggie. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
How are you on this El Cinco El Drinko?
So far, I'm sober. I got to go to work tonight.
Okay. That's probably a good plan then. Be sober.
Yeah. I went to the home show because I won the ticket.
Okay.
And we got about 5 or 6 names that are coming to our house.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're looking for awnings and we're looking for a rebath.
All right. And did you go and see the Arizona Taste of the Good Life?
I told my husband, I've got to look for the Grove and I've got to look for Burley's Coffee. And, you know, I had to tell him to slow down several times because he's just like flying by.
Right.
And finally I see him and they're passing out samples of cakes. And, of course, I didn't get a piece. I just had to, wave goodbye.
Okay.
So I didn't get it. I didn't get to try the coffee. I didn't get to try the little sample of the cakes they were given. But it looked good, the cakes. I saw them. They were nice. You did a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, glad you got to go, and you had lots of fun. Got to get all kinds of people are going to be coming to your house and giving you some quotes, right?
Yes, and it was crowded, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I heard it was pretty crowded.
Oh, and then I got a review of the Groves Bakery. I picked the chocolate eclairs, and I took them to work, and they were gone in like a half an hour. I mean, people were eating them. I'm like, okay, they must be good.
That's where all the mini ones went, huh?
Yes, I took them all.
I was going to say, there was a whole tray of them in there, and then I come out, and there's none in there. I'm going... I know there was a tray of those in there.
Well, you know who took them.
All right.
So they were delicious, though.
Well, very good. So. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you're a good cook.
Well, thanks. So.
I'll try. I'm not eligible for a trivia, but I'd like to try to get in the stew pot.
Okay.
If there is one.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So has popcorn been around for 2,000, 4,000, or 6,000 years?
Oh, I'll say 6,000.
You would be right.
Oh, that was a guess.
All right. All right. Very good. Yep. You were in the pots, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all
Maggie.
Right. Have a great day, Maggie.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll have Holly on the line.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out, so you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry of like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Right now we're going to talk to Holly, and then we'll do some business. Holly, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
We are good. How was your weekend?
It was very busy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Did you go out to the home show?
I did not.
Yeah. Okay.
I did not because I had so much other stuff going on that I didn't get a chance to go.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Life gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This whole weekend I was busy, and yesterday I just like fell over and crashed. I was so dog tired.
Yeah. All right. So what's the most interesting thing you've done with ramen noodles?
The most interesting thing that I've done with ramen noodles, I would say that, I add shrimp to it, and I've added the peas. I've added boiled eggs to it. Just different things.
Just little different things, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can spice it up, make it a cheap meal.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. You want to try a trivia?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's go with... in the U.S., what is the percentage of coffee drunk during the day with breakfast? Is it 15%, 55%, or 65%?
I'll go with 65%.
And you would be right. All right. You're
a lot of coffee
there.
Drinkers out there.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm one of them.
All right. Well, we're going to stick you into the drawings twice today, okay?
Awesome. Well, you guys have a marvelous day. Yeah, and I had went to the Science Center, too, with the kiddos. Because I had won tickets to take the kids. So I took them Saturday, and it was a lot of fun, and they had that Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff there.
Right.
So it was really, really, really cool.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and we will
Thank
talk
you,
to you
too.
Soon. All right, Holly.
All righty.
Talk to you then. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. And
we have the trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. Give them a call over there for reservations for your Mother's Day, 623-434-1888. And the trivia today is...
All right. Trivia today is, true or false, the 10-gallon hat holds only about 6 pints. All right. And how did the ancient Romans often pay their taxes? And then what continent is the largest consumer of ice cream? All right.
Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions. And Nancy got our Taste of Music. Are we going to do another one for this next 15 minutes?
Yep.
So let's we have the Taste of Music brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's right on the corner of Gilbert and Rawhide. Give them a call for all your baking needs, special orders, especially for Mother's Day coming up, 480-813-4610. You can have cookies, cakes, whatever you like. Give us a call.
All right. And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, play me some music, please.
Softer than a lullaby, deeper than the midnight sky, soulful as a baby's cry.
All right. Very good.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of the trivia or our Taste of Music. And Dennis is going to give the recipe of the day, brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Please check them out online at alexondesign.com. They do landscaping, barbecues, pools, you name it, they can do it. Putting greens, awnings, everything. They do a beautiful job. So give them a call today at 480-699-7796. And the recipe is?
The recipe is?
It's apples with
I'm
nutmeg nanny's recipe.
Right.
So apple nachos.
Apple nachos. Okay. For apple nachos, your ingredients are 2 large apples, some lemon juice, a 1/4 cup of caramel sauce, 1/4 cup of Nutella, 2 tablespoons chopped toasted almonds, 2 tablespoons chocolate chips, and 2 tablespoons sweetened toasted coconut. Okay, and what you're going to do is you're going to slice the apples thinly and put a little lemon juice on the slices to keep them from turning brown. And arrange the apples sliced on a platter. Then you gently warm the caramel and the Nutella and drizzle it on top of the apple slices. Sprinkle the remaining toppings and enjoy. This recipe is best served when eaten right away.
Boy, that was really simple.
Okay, and then I can tell you another great apple dip that I make. And you take about, I do it with 3 pounds of cream cheese. And then you whip that up until it's nice and whipped and fluffy and soft. And then you put about 4 cups of caramel in it. And you whip that up, and then you add your pecans to it. And mix it all up, and then you take and slice apples and into little, just sliced apples. And then you have a nice caramel dip, caramel apple dip. And that's really
good. It's very good.
It's very simple.
I had to taste test it, and it was very good.
So, all right. Well, let's talk to Brian from Tempe, okay?
All right.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Happy Cinco. You guys didn't say anything about Cinco.
Oh, sure we did. We've talked about it several times today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know where the place would go to, but yeah, I'm living around Tempe. I think only Micaiah's are pretty pushing their specials or something.
Micaiah's, Dos Gringos. I mean, yeah, they're all out there.
I know, but it's so weird it's on a Monday, too, but...
Yeah, makes it a little
I think people started early, though. I think they started on Saturday. They might have even started on Friday.
Right. So, hey, Brian.
You got the Monday blues, though.
Yeah, just a little quick note for you, Brian. We had a pair of golf clubs that were dropped off here with your name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you.
Yep.
That was from the chiropractor?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And he's got it?
We've got them here.
They're here at the Groves.
Okay, thank you. Thank you much. Hang on to it, and I'll pick them up.
Yep, I've got them locked
up. Your bakery, too. I want to check out your bakery and get some pastries. And
all right.
Meet you guys again. It was fun that night that we
actually
got third place.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's pretty fun.
Yep, we all had a good time. We'll have another one in September, so.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. Every 6 months.
Bringing on some more Fireball.
Yeah.
Watch out, huh?
All right. So, what's the oddest thing you've done with Top Ramen?
I love to just stir fry it up because without the base, because that base has a lot of MSG.
Yeah.
Especially if you buy the single packs and stuff, but soy sauce and sesame oil and chili oil and any kind of protein and vegetables.
No, very good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And nice green onions and chicken, or just toss it in and just stir fry it up. But
great. All right. Now you want to do a trivia? You're eligible, so.
Sure.
All right.
Be multiple choice. I'm not that smart today. Monday.
All right. In the U.S. No, I already did that one. Let's see. I'll give you a true or false. How's that? Got a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
All right. True or false? The 10-gallon hat holds only about 6 pints.
10-gallon hat?
Yeah, you know the old cowboy hats, the 10-gallon hats?
Yeah, right. I think that's true.
You are right, my friend. Yeah, I couldn't see somebody wearing
it. They look cool on John Wayne, though.
Yeah, John Wayne and Haas on...
Yeah, all those cowboys.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I don't think you can fit 10 gallons in there. So. All right. Well, very good. Then I'm going to send you over a gift certificate for that and get you into the...
to the drawings.
Drawings, so...
Yeah.
All right.
So you have my golf clubs?
I do have your golf clubs.
The Groves Bar and Grill.
Okay, so I need to...
need to swing by and pick those up.
We'll stop in.
All right. Then I'm gonna get you out a gift certificate to Millie's. Have you been to Millie's yet?
No, haven't.
All right, that's right there on Main Street. So.
What do you recommend? I like some of your breads and muffins, or what do you recommend if we go in? Me and my wife.
For the bakery? Oh, all kinds of things. We've got all kinds of turnovers and breads and muffins and you name it.
We might go that way because tomorrow, because after work, I'm going to meet Paul Stanley, the guy from KISS.
Oh, okay. How you mean him?
Book signing.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's right.
He's right there.
Changing hands.
Yep, he's over changing hands.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. All right, well, very good, Brian. We're going to stick you into the drawing, send you out a gift certificate. It's a good day for you.
Okay, love you guys.
All right, you
too,
talk buddy.
To you soon, hon.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I'll see my golf clubs pretty soon.
Okay. All right, Brian.
All right, I'm stopping. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Nuts! I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free Power Smart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. We've got about 12 minutes left of the show today. So call us and talk to us. Answer some of this trivia that I have left. Tell us what you do with Top Ramen. And, wow. Anything else?
All kinds of good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this Face the Music with Paul Stanley, that is tomorrow. The 6 o'clock is sold out, but 7 o'clock is not. That's over at Changing Hands Bookstore. And, I mean, he's a very interesting guy. I went to his concert in 1976.
I've been to their concerts like 5 times.
I just think that's funny.
Late 70s and early 80s. So, yeah. Right when they were starting out, they would come up to Southern Oregon, play at the Medford Armory.
Nice. That's definitely when they were first starting out. These people, well, they were in concert with, let's see, it was Kiss, Montrose, Ted Nugent, and Bob Seger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was when a concert was a real concert back then.
Yeah. Yep.
So I still have my little ticket stub from going. I think that's pretty silly, but I do. The things that we do when we're kids, right?
I guess.
You know, the things that we think that are important and that we need to hold on to. And I mean, look now, I mean, a concert ticket just to go even to, you know, see him at this Changing Hands bookstore is probably more than what I paid for the concert ticket back then.
Well, I tell you what. The Paul McCartney tickets are on sale, went on sale today.
How much are those?
Well, probably about 100 times what they were back in the 70s.
So, well, no doubt.
We got him for like $150 when he was here 4 years ago.
Wow. That's just
five
incredible.
Years ago. Yeah. But his concert was worth it. We thought we were going to go to it that time because it was probably the last time we'd ever see him in concert. And now here 4 years later, he's back again. So, I don't think he's ever going to quit.
Well, why should he?
He shouldn't. He's good. I mean, he was literally out there for the whole 3 hours, never left the stage. Walked back one time just to change shirts or something. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, really?
But he was off the stage for like 30 seconds. Other than that, he was out there the whole time.
That's pretty cool.
So.
I mean, it's kind of funny how it all goes back. And
so you're going to cook me some, might be cooking me some tamales today, huh?
Yeah, it's going to take a while. It might be eating kind of late, but.
Okay. Well.
If that's what we do, I can do that unless you decide on something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll just see where we end up, huh? What about Mother's Day? Are we going to have some, I bet the bakery is going to be filled with all kinds of goodies for Mother's Day.
All kinds of pretty stuff for Mother's Day. I know, I'm sure we're going to be doing chocolate dips, strawberries, and El Pacino's is ordering some, so.
El Pacino's?
No, I said I know Pacino's.
Oh, I thought you said El Pacino's. I'm like, what is that?
El Pacino.
Pacino's will be ordering some. Oh, that's nice. I'm sure they will be very, very busy for Mother's Day.
Yep. It's a lot of things going on. Lots of places doing special things. And we're just busy. We're just doing our normal thing as always. And it'll be crowded, crowded, crowded.
That's okay. We like that.
Yep.
That makes it nice.
Everybody on
deck.
On deck.
Oh.
On Mother's Day. So, and it's supposed to cool down a little this weekend, which will be big.
I
Big
hope
help.
So, because it was really hot.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, what else you got going on? Tomorrow,
well,
We've got Chip over here from Fusion Burritos.
Yes, he's going to be joining us, and we tried a couple of his burritos, and they were awesome. We had the La Paz and the Soul, and actually, I thought, oh, I'm gonna like the La Paz better than the Soul, because it said it had cabbage and a few other things that I couldn't quite get my head around.
Korean barbecue sauce.
It was fabulous. I think that one was my favorite. Yeah. The La Paz had the green, they had jalapenos in there, and had a little kick to it. So it was it was a little hot for me. I could eat some of it, but it was a little hot for me.
Yeah.
But it was very good. The flavor was good. I think he's got a good product. So, and that's over at Fusion, just right on Gilbert Road. And go check him out. He'll be talking with us tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be a guest here. And tell us how he came up with all this, because it's pretty cool the way he came up with all these different burritos. So,
do you think he has a peanut butter and jelly one?
I'm wouldn't put it past him, you know?
He's kind of like the hot dog guy.
Yeah, kind of like Pittsburgh Willie?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like the hot dog guy. I mean, they just think of things and they put them together, and they do a great, great job at that. So we really appreciate that. And, you know, look forward to trying all their goodies over there. So they're located at 546 North Gilbert Road. That's Fusion Burritos in Gilbert. They are open from 11 to 9. You can call ahead at 480-507-7446. And, you know, we always want to thank all of our sponsors. We have Berge's Coffee Roast House located at 309 North Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at bergiescoffee.com. But better yet, just go in and have a cup of coffee. Millie's Cafe located at 1616 East Main Street. She's got some beautiful Puerto Rican cuisine. So you can call in your order ahead of time at 480-223-8217. And don't forget about the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center over at 7700 East McCormick Parkway. Give them a call at 480-991-9000 for your Mother's Day reservations. Or check them out online. I don't know why I'm having problems talking. That's at thescottsdaleresort.com. Right. Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, located at 323 South Gilbert. Give them a call, 480-290-5576. They do massages, waxing, all kinds of good stuff over there. So give them a call.
All right. And Garion, did you not have a review, restaurant review, didn't you?
I did.
All right. Well, where is it at?
Well, I actually went to the Phoenix Burrito House after we spoke to Abed on Friday. It was pretty close to my side of town, and stopped by there, and all the great dishes that they were mentioning sounded amazing, and my girlfriend's a big Mexican food fan, so took her down there, and we had some green chili burritos, and we had a side of guacamole and chips, and some, they have the Mexicolas, the glass, you know, Coca-Colas. It was just a really fun meal. It was really nice, you know, really cozy, quaint place, but it was really good.
So is amazing. It the pork green chili?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it had it was the green chili pork, and it had your choice of black beans or pinto beans and Spanish rice. And so my girlfriend chose black beans and I chose pinto beans, and both were amazing. Yeah.
Very nice.
I'll have to go back, and they have everything from fish tacos to carne asada to carnitas and all kinds
of
stuff.
And the prices are great?
The prices aren't bad. They're like, I think a couple bucks for a couple tacos. It's like three tacos for, I believe, a plate, three tacos. And then the burritos are maybe $4. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. You can go there and...
And homemade tortillas.
Oh, my gosh. It's handmade.
Yeah. Those are awesome, huh?
My girlfriend likes Filibertos whenever you're going cheap. And it's like, you know.
No.
Even near. Yeah. No,
tell her to stop going there.
It's amazing. They hand roll everything. Their chips are so good. Like, I've never had chips like that before. The guacamole, only second to my mother's guacamole. She still makes the best. But, You could tell it's handmade. You could tell, you could taste the avocado, everything in it. It's just so rich.
It's wonderful. Oh, glad to hear it.
All right. Yep. And the address for that one is?
Let's see. I have it here. It is Phoenix Burrito House, 4140 North 7th Avenue, Indian School and 7th Avenue in Phoenix.
All right. Very good.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, hey, do you hear that? Maria Shriver and
Arnold.
Arnold's Schwarzenegger's son, Patrick, opened up a pizza shop in Los Angeles.
I did hear about that.
Blaze Pizza can add more than famous parents to his resume now. He's now also a pizza entrepreneur.
That's
according
funny.
To People, 20-year-old Patrick, a former model who is often photographed on the beach with his six-pack abs, has opened Blaze Pizza in LA's Farmers Market, a well-known foodie destination. Clearly, it was a good move, as one day the grand opening, the line was three stores down. Blaze caters to the consumer by allowing them to customize their own pies as they follow the assembly line. People describe the setup much like Chipotle modeled for pizzerias. Diners are able to choose their dough, sauce, cheese, and toppings, which include traditional items like pepperoni and an array of veggies like artichokes. So the thin crust pizzas are cooked in the classic Italian style in 800-degree wood-fired oven and are complete in 3 minutes. Also, Schwarzenegger wanted the pies to be affordable, the most expensive reports People is $7.95. We wanted everybody to come by, have a pizza, get a drink, and pay with a $10 bill. Schwarzenegger told People. Schwarzenegger says he got his entrepreneurial skills working the charity booth for his father at bodybuilding competitions. As far as where Schwarzenegger got the capital to open Blaze, it wasn't from his parents. He raised the money himself for the Build Your Own Pie spot. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
All right. Didn't take his parents' money, did he? Raised his own. That's good.
That says how it should be.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. You're getting tired, huh?
No. Little crink in the back there.
Here we go. Puppy. Okay. All right. Well, as always, we thank you for listening and happy Monday to you all. Be safe out there for Cinco de Mayo and drive safe, drink responsibly.
That's right. And, like she said, thanks for listening. It's been a great 2 hours. We love this 2 hours. And remember, when you go to one of our sponsors,
let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions.
That's right. Remember to stay tuned for Uncle Buck's Golf Show following us immediately. Garion, thanks for the great job today. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life. Everybody, remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great afternoon.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katy, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.